Kovas Halvavas, Sunday night, Vav Zion Nisan, whatever it is, Hey Nisan, Shari Yichud HaMaisa, what Vav? Shari Yichud HaMaisa, Perek Hamishi. We'll talk about the unrealistic Hello. Yeah. Can you call? No. Or if I did, it was an accident. I'm sorry. Okay. Your mommy's melting down. Maybe you could help her with the shopping. I don't know. I'm in the middle of giving shiur now. I'll talk to you at 9:30. Bye.
No women's shiur tonight?
No. At their request. Okay. But no kids are either.
Okay.
I made up with someone an emergency. What?
That's at the Rosa place.
No, I made up with someone an emergency, but because Chametz, and I have to catch a 9:30 bus because someone's waiting for me at 10:30 in my house. Maybe I should just rent the car for Ben Osmanim. Is that Ben Osmanim? What's Ben Osmanim? Okay. Page, do you know who's playing tonight? He's unusually loud.
I don't know who it is. Okay.
Okay, so you mentioned to Mrs. Kagan that it was very loud. Unusually so. Bottom of Kuf Pei Tes. B'lachain, the last few lines. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines on the bottom, the last two words. B'lachain kasher targish b'gornelo mitzido. That he, and this is mamash a known fact, it is like well known that the exaggeration of the pleasure with which he tries to entice you to do an Avera, he makes it into something like way beyond what it is, and he makes the mitzvah way more difficult than it is. So the way to fight it is Hoshev lo shekol yisurin shavru alecha b'meshavar mechayecha. Interesting phenomenon. I told you about Shraga, you know, he was in jail. He said, you know, but 2 weeks after he's out, he's not. Lamaisa, some things do leave permanent scars. But what the Chavis Alvavas, like, you know, is saying is that he's talking about hunger, he's not talking about emotional, he's talking about physical difficulties. So, you know, you hike, for 2 days later, my son stayed up a whole night and had a ball, you know. So he slept the whole day, and now he's up, and he was bombed, and now he's up and around, and he's dancing around, you know. When the Yetzirah tries to tell you that you're going to suffer some deep, serious damage if you fast or if you daven longer or if you, you know, there's nothing you underwent, point out the reality to him. That's what he's saying. The reality is that we've all undergone things that were painful, things that were difficult, and the mindset, once it's over, it's over. You don't walk around feeling the, oh, was I thirsty.
Isn't the opposite?
You know the joke? Is the joke? Oh, was like, okay. That's the punchline.
Isn't the opposite to an extent also true that when the Yetzirah basically, exaggerates the rewards of doing an Avera?
He didn't get up to that yet. But right now he's talking about the first half. When the Yetzirah exaggerates the difficulty of doing good deeds, mitzvahs, ma'aseh ha'mishmas, as he calls them, obedient, being obedient. So, point out that you've been through, realize, I mean, and this is the reality. We've all been through rough times in his life. I remember, the car breaks down and I walked for 2 miles to get help or to get gears. Or you went without food. When it's over, it's over. It's really transient. What he's trying to build up as some ogre, monster, terrible, nothing, it's difficult. And when afterwards, you work very hard. You go bedikas chametz. You know, oh man, I'm going to spend 5 hours checking my house for chametz. It's like I'm tired, I'm exhausted. I don't have koyach to do it. And lemaisa, you do it. You know, you sit down, you nap for a half hour, and you're ready to go again. You know, there's nothing really that debilitating that's so permanent that would justify your being lax. If something's hard, so everybody's done hard things. You had a stint in the army, you had a hike for 10 miles with a 25-pound backpack. You had to do 40 push-ups before breakfast. Okay. So at the time, you felt it was hard, but do you now feel the difficulty? No, you really don't. You don't. You know. A week later. A week later, nobody remembers being hungry on Yom Kippur. I mean, you remember that you fasted Yom Kippur, but you don't really feel the pain. You know, you don't. I don't even know if you can access the pain of being hungry Yom Kippur, even if you are hungry. It's gone. And you have the Schar Mitzvah forever. So that's quite a trade-off there. Lo yitom v'lo yichle. Ki hatzom, kasher tzom v'ochel b'erev, ki lulo tzom. You don't walk around feeling, I fasted and I ate. Once your belly's full, it's full. V'chozrei lov kochol v'nisho schar u'shomer. And he has the Schar of fasting. V'kacha menadei chnoso. That was his other example. You stay up late to learn, you're tired. Kasha Yoshin, so you take a nap. You took a nap in Khazulipiluso, Hiluno Nodachnoso. What do they say? 20 minutes of napping in the daytime is worth like 2 hours of sleep at night, some ratio like that. Finishalo Schar Eronuso, and you remain with the schar of being awake. Ugmult filoso liolam. We're talking about a guy who woke up to say tilim to daven. And stalker for sure, you're not going to be missing any money because Hashem was gozer how much money you should have, and you're just an apotropos. And if you have extra money and you give it out, it's just you're the guardian of Hashem's money. Avolinyan at stalker kvar biyarte b'shar bitochon. Beir Maspik. He explained that at length in Shara Bitochon. Avasher Linyan Averos, Harer Benafshecha, realize you eat something questionable Hechsha. Realize how quickly the Hano's gone. Or any Avera, even the most disgusting Averos. The Hano's over in a few seconds, a few minutes. It's over. But you're left with the consequences of the Avera. Oh boy, very, very long time, forever. Vali Alibcha, he said, the way to fight the Eitzaret, and this is the theme in the whole Perek, confront it with the truth. This is the theme of the Chavis Halvavos in the whole Perek Hamishi of Shai Yichel HaMaisa. He'll keep coming at you with every kind of slur in the world. But LaMaisa, it's Sheker. And if you confront it with reality, it dissipates. So you have to just bring reality to the fore. So here, Halei Alipcha, he says, imagine how quickly the Ano of food is gone. Mamish lasts a few seconds till you swallow it. If you're talking about taste, your belly's full. It also lasts 3, 4, 5 hours. What does it last? Hamutter mehem v'osar, even mutter or osar. But Yishor Alecha, Kherpas Hamaguna Mehem, if it was an Avera, the Unshan Balam Azel Vaba. Both are sure if you confront it with the reality, Ikona Ayetzel Fanecha, the Tizdores Lamaisa Atoiv, and you'll be able to move forward, the Tisatzel Nikol Maisa Ra. Okay, let's stop.